First of all, Chaver, all the learning tonight, all the Sairis, all the Chizik, Shabilil Nishmas, Mezedi, Yitzchak, Ben Moshe, HaKoyin, Zeichas Adekash Baracha. Uziyorte was yesterday, Hey Tishrei. If I start to talk about Mezedi, we'll just end up being here all night and won't have the ability to get to Shir. It wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, because there's a lot of chizik and sorrows to gain from his life and who he was. It's emes. But he loved this. I'll just say that. He loved this. In our first bias that we bought, he and Safta, they very much helped us to buy that house. Played a big role. Would not have been able to purchase my first house if it wasn't for their help. And so he had a chelak in it in a very real way. It really has a chelak in this house the same way, because the only way I could buy this house is because I sold that house. So it's really, you know, it's one and the same. But Lameisa, Bensian, you understand these things, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Lameisa, he loved in the bias, whenever he was over the bias, Ruchnis in the bias, when he was over Shabbos and Shal Shudis, the Tish. And Thursday night, he was by Thursday night shir many times over the years. Especially during Sandy, my grandparents were living by us for a little bit. And their house was ravaged in Bill Harbor. And he loved us. So it's a schus to learn Torah, Lila Nishmaso. Mitz Hashem, it should be a big schus for his neshama. He should be a male joysher for our family and for all of us. So we should be chanting together. Shiach Zekeinu b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.
The emes is, I wasn't supposed to be here tonight. I mean, I was supposed to be here tonight, because Rabbos Machshavos Blavish, Tzas Hashem Yisakum, we know nothing. We've learned that the hard way over these past 6 months, that we know nothing. There's nothing we know. Everything's Biyad Hashem. Everything's orchestrated from above. So I was supposed to be here, but I didn't think I was supposed to be here. I'll say it that way. Like, you know, as Yogi Berra says, deja vu all over again. I mean, there was one time in the years, some of the chevra, I don't know if any of this chevra was here. Years ago, this happened once before. I was supposed to leave there to Sorol on a Thursday night. And as I was waiting with my bags packed at like 4 o'clock, I got a phone call that I was going with somebody, someone was taking me for something, and the trip was canceled. So earlier in the day, I already canceled Shir, thinking I was being in Israel, and then Shir was on. It was like the craziest thing, giving Shir when I wasn't supposed to be there. But for the past 12 years, I've been zoyche to be in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh for the Hilvi Yontov of Yom Kippur. Been zoyche many, many times over those years to go straight up north to be on Erev Yom Kippur, be toiveling in the Mikvah Dari, to be mekabel brachos from Rabbi David Buchazera for Yom Kippur. You know, we get brachos from our tata, which are precious. Before, help them, help the chaver get more chairs over there. Yeah, we got come. You know, we all get brachos from our tata on Erev Yom Kippur, which is priceless. Nothing more chashiv than a bracha from your tata. But I've had this chus many, many years to go to Rabbi David Buchazera to get a bracha. After my tati, there's no one I'd want a bracha for more. To daven by the Rashbi to prepare for Yom Kippur. How many times I had that tzchus over these past 12 years. That was crazy mice. When I left my tefillin there, some of the chevra might know. If you don't know, I can tell you later. Mamish left my tefillin at the Rashbi on the day before, as we entered into Erev Yom Kippur, mincha before Erev Yom Kippur, and somehow had them on my hands before Yom Kippur. It's all another Nisim Gluyim story, how that one went down. Doesn't make any sense, but the Eivishter watches over. Many times, Erev Yom Kippur, I've had the schus to sit with Rav Shlomo Amar and prepare and get brachas. Earlier tonight, I was watching for a few minutes. They had tonight, on top of Eish, maybe some of the Chevra saw, Yishai Ribo, singing from on top of Eish. And he was singing Seder Avodah with the Kaisel and Makom HaMikdash in the background, preparing for Yom Kippur. And tears were rolling down my cheeks, thinking about last Erev Yom Kippur. And all year I thought that would be my Erev Yom Kippur this year again. Erev Yom Kippur last year, I stood on top of Shuvah Banim in the Muslim quarter, staring down at Kodesh Kedoshim, listening to Seder Avodah. That was my Hachana for Yom Kippur, imagine. I can't explain to you what those tefillos were like. There's no words. Tzudim Afsekes for the past, not all 12 years, but the last many years, in the room, in the Tivari, in the blue room, down right when you walk in, the Chevra all knows, a lot of the Chevra went to Tiviv, if you don't know the Tiv, you know, right when you walk in to the right, with windows behind me, just staring at the Kaisel, I would sit with Mamish as close as a seat, eating the Suda as you could have to the Kaisel Maravi. With Chevra singing and preparing. And the Tfilos, Mamish, the Tfilos, steps from Kodesh HaKadoshim, to have this chus for the past 12 years to give shir, Lel Kol Nidre, at the Kaisel. How many ksharim, they're yidden that I have a kesher with, that I only know from that night, that come year in and year out, from all over the world. Yidden that I know from that night, that come every year. The tefillos, I can't even start talking about, to be with the Kohen Gadol Mamish of Katz for the Avodah. Kiddush Levana, just to be there for Kiddush Levana, and right after Yom Kippur, and every year I just walk down and do Kiddush Levana, daven Kiddush Levana at the Kaisel. And in the years when I've been zoicha to stay Mata Yom Kippur and be dancing all night until Zavri Yitzchak. Each of these individually is priceless. That's been the last 12 years, and now I'm sitting here in Cedarhurst, sitting here in Chutz Laaretz. Emes is what the Eibishter wants. I'm a Kabbal, and the Bez Hashem will be good. It is good. But I'll be honest. I'm going to open up. It's hard. I've been crying. It's hard. The Yishai Ribo tonight, he said something that hit me very, very hard. Lahavdil, I can't compare. But he was talking about the matzav we're all in, that this Yom Kippur, all of us have different situations. People are davening in places and with different types of minyanim and all over the world in ways that we haven't had. He said, could you imagine what it was? So Yishai Ribo said, he said, you could imagine what it was right after Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and we went into Golus and we went to Bavel. Imagine that first Yom Kippur. That's what he said. He said, imagine that first Yom Kippur. Imagine what Klal Yisrael was feeling that first Yom Kippur. Last year, they didn't have what I just spoke about. They had Kohen Gadol Mamish and Kodesh Kedoshim. They had Mamish, they had Beis HaMikdash. They had the Karbonos. They had Tzara LaHashem, Tzara LaHazazel. And now, Golus. Now they have like Minyanim like us. Imagine that contrast. Yeah, but they got up and they davened. And they realized, oh, I got to be the Kohen Gadol. I got to do the Avodah. Hamakom asher ato mitshom admas kodeshim. Hamakom, the Torah from the Chafetz Chaim, we said many times. Moshe Rabbeinu was told the first words from the Ribbono Shel. Not just here where the burning bush is. This is Kodesh. Hamakom asher toim itcham. Wherever you're standing is Admas Kodesh. You have to make it holy. So each every one of us, I'm really just talking to myself, but every one of us, even if you haven't had this chus that I've had over these past 12 years, you've all been in Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. You all know what it was. You're all yearning to be there. And this year, we all might be in different types of minyanim that we haven't exactly had in the past. Even if we're in places that are beautiful, but it's not exactly the same. Every shul on some level is split up and not as much of an oilum. And whatever the protocol is, and it's just not for most of us. I shouldn't say all, but most of us, it's not the same. Hamakom Asher Domeda Ad Makodeshin. The Rabbeinu Shalom by your side. David, just close your eyes. In your tefillah b'lachas, just close your eyes. And you're standing by Kaisel Maravi. Just close your eyes, you're standing by Kaisel Maravi. Every year, I've been zoich for the past 12 years to go down to the Kaisel and put on my kittel and put on my talis and take tefillah zakah at the Kaisel. With basically the Kaisel to myself, because it's an hour before the time is nobody's there. So I'm going to have to just close my eyes and put on my kittel and kaisel and my talis, and I'm there. We have to believe this, and we're going to be with the Eibishter, and these are going to be the biggest tefillahs of our life. The biggest tefillahs of our life. So that was a chizik I needed to talk to myself as we enter into this Torah. So this has to be a big Torah if it's going to carry me through a Yom Kippur and Chutz Laretz. Which again, I'm still davening. We were speaking before, it's not out of the question. It might take some big to do, but we figured it out that if we have a private jet right after Shabbos, we could still be there in time. So, Bez Hashem. Got a daven heart of a Shabbos Kodesh, Mir Hashem. This will all be batel mevotel. But let's learn. Let's learn Torah. Throughout Slichos, we've been saying a line that we're going to start Yom Kippur with. A pasuk in the Torah and Parsha Shalach, Vayoyimer Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha. We say Yom Kippur three times, a chazaka. Vayoyimer Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha. Now obviously that's borrowed from Parsha Shalach, Perek Yudal, Pasukhaf. And it's a reference to after Chet HaMeraglim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was threatening and wanting to wipe us out, and He gave us Slicha Mechila. And we're saying this throughout Slichos, we're saying this L'El Yom Kippur, hoping and yearning again for that same Slicha, for that same forgiveness, to wipe away all of our sins, to wipe away all the areas that we were nichshol in, that we fell short in. And let's be honest and be real, it's time, Slicha, it's time, we're a few days before Yom Kippur, to come clean. Where it doesn't have so much that they have to do vidoy on, and so much that we carry with us over this previous year in areas that I wanted to be more, and I wanted to serve Hashem differently, and I wanted, and it just didn't happen. And we carry that with us, and that's the biggest impediment to our happiness ultimately. Forget about how terrible it is to sin against Hashem, but ultimately for ourselves, we carry that, and we can't have the same kesher with Hashem, and we can't have the same simchas achaim. So we're so, that's why we, let's be real, all of us here who understand that that's why we're here. We wouldn't be here close to 12 o'clock on Thursday night if we didn't have that already. We're so excited for Yom Kippur. So many people are, oh, Yom Kippur, I have to fast and I can't take a shower and I can't brush my teeth. And again, are you crazy? You know how we look forward to Yom Kippur? An opportunity to be with Hashem, an opportunity to be like a malach, an opportunity to feel that kapara, that tahara, for one day at least to do everything right. How excited we are for Yom Kippur. Lo Yom Tov Yisrael. And we feel it. We know it here. We know it. And what are we most excited for? We're not actually excited for the physical act of fasting. We're excited to be one with Hashem and to be cleansed and to walk away with a new slate, a new beginning. It's awesome. But the question is, why kidvarecha? Now, yes, it's the pasuk, so the pasuk has to finish, right? I'm not supposed to say half a pasuk. But is there an emphasis of Kidvarech? What's up? Kidvarecha, he's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading on Rabbi Yaf for Slicha Mechila. I'll give you Slicha, forgiveness, like you asked, like you spoke. But why is that the word? Why do we repeat that? Include that Kidvarecha. What is that Kidvarecha? I saw such a beautiful, incredible Torah from the Tashi Rebbe, Zeich Zadikon Shavracha. I got the Dibros, but I haven't yet opened it. That's Zemes. The Taji Rebbe, Mama shares such a thought. And it's really just pshat in a Rashi, but you need the Einayim of a Taji Rebbe to see this and to understand it. To open up our eyes to be able to see the Torah like this. So if you read in Parsha Shalach, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina to Hashem? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina to Hashem of why Hashem should forgive us after Chet Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's going to happen? That the Umas Olam, the other nations are going to say, Mebilti Yechelas Hashem Lahavis Amazel Laaretz Asher Nishbalem. It's going to be a Chila Hashem. Because the other nations are going to say, see that God who promised He'd take His people into Eretz Yisrael? He wasn't able to save them. He wasn't able to do it. They're wiped out. He was tining to Hashem, you're going to cause, by wiping us out, Chil Hashem. Chas v'shom should be Chil Hashem in the world. And Rashi says, that's what Hashem was saying, Vayomer Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha. I'll forgive you because of what you said, like you said. Kidvarecha, because Emes is, you're right. I don't want Chil Hashem in the world. For that reason, meaning, Klal Yisrael didn't deserve it. Meaning, Klal Yisrael didn't deserve Slich B'chil Kapara. They deserve to be wiped out based on such a chet of chet meraglim b'chiyah shochinim. Aber kidvarecha. It shouldn't be Chil Hashem. This is what Rashi says. Kidvarecha b'shvil masha marta, because of what you said, pen yomru mibilti yichol Hashem. Maybe the other rumors will say Hashem wasn't able. Pshevish Rashi. Comes to Tashi Rebbe asks, this is the Rabboni Shalom we're talking about. Eivishter! Ein Sof! God could do whatever He wants. So if we deserve to be wiped out, wipe us out, as far as Chol Hashem goes, Hashem could change the Machshavos of the Umos Olam. What, Hashem has limits? Hashem, He could put into the thoughts of the Umos Olam? Not to be Chol Hashem! But like, what do we, if you do this, it has to be that way? What do you mean it has to be that way? This is God you're talking to. Nothing has to be anything. So why would Hashem say, oh, Moshe Beno, you're right. And Mesa changes his whole perspective. Okay, I can't destroy the Jewish nation because there will be Chil Hashem. What do you mean there will be Chil Hashem? So make sure there's no Chil Hashem. And wipe us out if that's what we deserved. It's a good question, yeah? It's God we're talking about, right? Don't forget. So listen to what Tashi Rebbe says. Tashi Rebbe says, and many of you know this, it's based on one of the Makoros and the others, the famous Gemara in Tainus Chof Kimmel by Choyni Amagel, that we learn from there, by Choyni Amagel, a tzaddik goyzer, b'kosh baruch hu mekayim. When a tzaddik says something, Hashem gave over the, in a certain sense, the ability for that to be definitive. He gave over, in a sense, his koach to a tzaddik. Really, it's based on all of Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph. In the beginning, when he calls that, that's what it means, we're B'Tselem Elokim, that he gave over us the ability to change, to do, to define, to create. We've said many times here, you have to learn Nefesh HaChayim. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, then start learning. It's a must learn. What it means to be B'Tselem Elokim. Yisoichi B'Soidus. Now again, not just Shar Dalet of Nefesh Chaim that Yeshiva Bachrim learn, and they're told to learn Shana Alf, Shana Bet, so you have a little muster in your life. That's also important. It's important to have a lot of muster in your life. But what I mean by that, we got to learn Shar Aleph, Shar Beis, and Shar Gimel. And then Shar Dalet. And then all of Tanya also. You go through those two Svarim, I say three, and Derech Hashem. You go through those three Svarim, then you have an understanding of the world at least. You haven't gone through those three Svarim, lost souls. Lost souls. Might be one of the hole diggers. Pick up, okay, and if you're sitting here and you realize I didn't go through those, so just start one of them, one at a time. You'll go through them all. By the way, it's amazing, like, sometimes we get so caught up of, Svarim and, how many Svarim have I been through in my life? And I think to myself, well, I made a Sima Megillah from Bar Mitzvah, and after that, Shana Aleph, the yeshiva finished, but I didn't really understand the word I learned. And now I'm learning, but what I finished, I don't know. What Svarim have I finished? I learn. I've never even finished Shnayim Ekvirach HaTargum once. Every year, Sukkot's coming, Parashas, it's going to be big again. It's going to be big. You know what's amazing? If you actually take a Sefer and you commit to learning, not a lot. You take a Sefer, forget it. I'm not talking, obviously, Gemara is super important to Ikr Shabbat Ikr. I'm not talking about it. But you want to go through a Sefer, a Sefer Musar, Sefer Machshava. You actually take it, but in our kaveya time, daily, 15 minutes a day, look, you'll see, you'll finish, you'll go through it. You'll go through it. I learned from Baruch Hashem, I had a tremendous chavrusa, tzaddik, who I owe a lot of my life to. His name's Chanuch Honech Svei, Jason Svei. He's a year older than me, he was in KBY with me. And I was close with him already from high school. He was a ball player from JC. And I get to KBY, and he tells me, we're going to learn together. I said, awesome, wow. He's already like, I'm nothing. I'm still nothing. And he was like, he's mamish gadol. He's been sitting and learning since. He's in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, he came back and did YU with me, then got married, went to Eretz Yisrael. He's sitting and learning koilo for the past 20 years. I mean, it's like, he was Rav Svei Zatzal's great nephew. Rav Elia Svei. Rav Elia Svei, who was close friends with my Alta Feta. But anyways, he said, we're learning. I said, great, what are we learning? We're learning, obviously, we weren't learning morning Seder. He's in second year, I'm in first year. We ended up actually being in Shir together because they mixed the Shirim there, but that's not, we didn't. So when are we learning? No, we're learning Ben Asdarim. I'm like, when's that? He's like, there's like an hour free in the afternoon, that's when we're learning. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, we're learning then. But I wanted to learn with him, and I looked up to him. I never would have learned at that time. Like, that's when I'm supposed to be sleeping or playing football or I don't know. So we learned a half hour. A half hour before Mincha. Mincha, it's 2:30, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 2 o'clock. He said, what do we learn? Derech Hashem. I didn't know. What is Derech Hashem? You'll see. And we went through Derech Hashem twice that year. Half hour a day, every day. But every day, a half hour a day. And it changed my life. So because you go through something, a half hour a day, you go through it. But it has to be with kavias and actually do it. We could finish things. And beholding and grow from that. A lot of us are written with a big picture. You know, as I was teaching my shir the other day, you have to teach people this. They have to really listen to a song. You know, because this world we live in, everything's just impulsive, quick. So the way people listen to a song is only the first minute of the song. Minute, then you have to be on to the next song, and then to the next song, and to the next song. It's like that's how they learned back in the day. We'll say it as is. That's how Lo Aleinu, not us in this room, but people watch TV, you know, from this channel to that channel to that channel. And like everything is from one thing to the next. I said, but you never digest. And a song was written by somebody in a way. There's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end. There's something that's building. There's something that's going to touch your neshama. You don't jump. You want to really sing a song? You got to sing it 15, 20 minutes straight. Whereas you got to kumzitz. And you know the guys, the teenagers, she's like, one song, I'll start a new song, start a new song, start a new song. No. Why not just sing one song the whole time and let it hit your neshama, let it penetrate? So teaching them how to sing a song. The same is with many svarim. There's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end, there's a picture that tzaddik wrote, the sefer was trying to give over. And you want to connect to that, so go through it. It might take time, it might take a year, it might take 2 years. You'll go through. Anyways, let's get back to what we were talking about. So based on Gemara and Tainus, tzaddik goyzer, v'ashem mekayim. When a tzaddik says something, it's golden. It's nechtam, it's sealed. So the Tosha Rebbe says, once Moshe Rabbeinu said, if Eibishter destroys Klal Yisrael, it's going to be a Chil Hashem. It's going to be a Chil Hashem, and the Umas Oilam are going to say, oh, Bnei Hashem couldn't take us in. That, sealed. Hashem wasn't going to change that. Not because he couldn't change that, but because Moshe said it. So now the only way in the Eibishter's world that he created to get out of that Chil Hashem was Salachti Kedvarecha. I'll forgive you even though you don't deserve. Even though it's not because to save the Chil Hashem, because of Kedvarecha, because of what you said, Moshe Rabbeinu. Incredible insight, understanding of what's going on here. But then the Tosha Rebbe says, now we can understand why this line is so important to these days and to Yom HaKippurim. Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha is the Eibishter again. Salachti Kedvarecha is that even if we don't deserve, and even if we haven't done the real sincere emotional tshuva we should be doing, even if we don't have the feelings and the charata that we're supposed to have and we should have, after all, we spit in the face of the Rabbonu Shem that gives us everything. in whatever we did late at night, or whatever we did and we didn't in the morning, whatever it was. Amevin Yavin, we all know the areas that we needed tikkun in. We all know the things we've done this past year. We all know how often we could have learned better with more amelus, and we could have davened better with more kavana, and we could have learned more Torah, and we could have stopped looking at things we shouldn't have been looking at. We all know it. And even we're going to come, and we're going to try on Yom Kippur. But even on Yom Kippur, are we going to do enough? I don't know. Are we going to really deserve Slicha Mechila? Maybe, maybe not. But we're going to ask for it. We're going to daven for it. And we have that same koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you know what's going to happen? And we repeat to remind her, Vayoyim Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha. And what are we tapping into again, same again? To say, maybe we don't deserve it. Maybe we deserve Lo Aleinu Apis Kompela Satan, I don't want to say it. Maybe we don't deserve it. Upper what? The Ebershir says, Salachti Kedvarecha. You asked for it, you said it. Tzadik Oizer, Vakosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, Kidvarecha. You get Slicha, Mechila, Kapara. That's what it means. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Even, what, how's Yom Kippur Mechaper? We don't, what, even if you don't do anything? It's one day in the Gemara, you don't do anything. Salachti Kidvarecha. We did something. You know what we did? We asked for it. We asked for it. Even if we don't deserve it. All we have to do is ask. You know why it is that way? Because he's our Tata. He's Avinu, he's our father. When you guys are fathers, you understand. Mordechai understands. Mordechai understands. Mordechai understands that now your children are still very, very young. But you understand that even if when a child does something wrong and they don't even ask the proper mechila, and they don't even, you're my son, I forgive you. I forgive you before you even asked, in a sense. Salachti kedvarecha, or I forgive you just because you asked for it, even if you didn't. Salachti. On Rosh Hashanah, we remember that Hashem is the Melech. Rosh HaMelech. To inspire us to do right. To inspire us to get ourselves in the right path. When we get to Yom Kippur, and it's the last resort, we don't forget, he's Avinu as well. And as Avinu, Salachti kedvarecha. Hashem, Hashem! We're going to say it over and over and over. Why Hashem, Hashem? Hashem lefnei Hashem, Hashem echrechet. We know the Gemara. Hashem, Hashem is Yud Kevavke, is Rachmim. Hashem, Hashem, Yud Kevavke, Yud Kevavke. What Gematria, Yud Kevavke, Yud Kevavke? 52, Ben. It reminds us we're a Ben. If we're a Ben, it's all Salachti Kedvarecha. Avinu, Malkeinu. Anu Banecha! Ve'ata Avinu. Salachti kidvarecha. What a chizik from the Tasha Rebbe. What excitement we should have going in. We have to ask. But there's going to be salachti. The problem is sometimes we could turn around and say, I don't even know if I really asked well. I don't even know if I begged for it well enough. Did I even kidvarecha? Moshe Rabbeinu, at least by Meraglim, so he gave tainas and he begged and he was trying. Are we going to even do that right? Where's the nechama if we don't even do that? So listen to this. I share deep tires from Rav Shor Shlita. In the piyutim, we're going to say on Yom Kippur, L'tzoyfe nisteros b'yoyim din, L'koina avodov badin, L'rachem amol b'yom adin. L'tzoyfe b'nisteros is the one who stares into the hidden places b'yoyim din. L'koina avodov is the one who acquires his servants and the one who has rachmanus on us. So we have to understand how these are all interconnected. Now, L'tzoyfe nisteros on the surface seems to be very scary. That's, as we say, oh, Hashem's going to look into my inner place. I got no chance. But that, how's that connected to L'koina avodov? Then he's going to acquire avodov. I think, pum fakeret. If he's L'tzoyfe nisteros, that's not who he's going to want. If he sees what I've done, b'chadri chadarim, he's not going to want me as an eved. And then he's going to have rachamim. Right? The sushta doesn't work. So Rav Shor explains based on a mashal. Now, I'm going to say this mashal. In this particular year, People, they listen to this. I could get banned. You know, chvesnish. Sometimes that's when we turn off the recording. But l'maisa, we're not going to turn off the recording because we're going to introduce the mashal in the following way. First of all, it's not my mashal. I learned the mashal. But second of all, okay, that doesn't necessarily change things. When you can, I guess that wasn't so good, right? It doesn't mean anything. You have to listen. The mashal is just metzias of things that happened in the world. It doesn't mean when we're going to say this mashal, we agree with that these things happened and that it was good, but we're just using a mashal based on world events that occurred. Again, it doesn't mean we agree. No, MS, we don't agree with what I'm about to say, MS. But we're not getting political tonight. You know, been there, done that. When we're outside 1 week, Chever remembers, we did that. Now we're just talking some Messias to help us understand this line in our davening, okay? I just want to introduce that. We're not talking any politics here. I mean it. MS. That wasn't like I meant to facetiously. It's MS. But we have to use some, because the tzaddik used these events, which helps us understand this. So there was a time when in America, slavery was abundant, right? There was a time. And where the slaves were shipped from Africa, and they came here. Careful, this is MS, we're just talking. Listen, I didn't say anything. But you know what happened? No, let's listen to what happened. They would go on, the slaves, again, by the way, MS, it was terrible, it was wrong. But let's just understand, listen to the mashal. The slaves came, and they were on the ship for a long time, on the bottom of the ship. And they were hardly given any food, they were malnourished. They came, they finally got to the shores of America, and they were mamish skeletons. It was terrible. They're full of lice, disgusting. So then you were this echvesnish, this wealthy gvir, and you wanted to come purchase some slaves. You want some avadim. Again, I don't know. I keep saying it was wrong. It was, but this is what went down. So you came to there, and they're selling off the slaves. But you see all these guys, they're mamish skeletons, malnourished, blah blah blah. But you walk around. What would you do? You look into their eyes. You look into their eyes, and in the eyes of the Eved, in the eyes of the slave, you're able to see their kayach, their potential. You're able to see, is this someone who's yearning to work and to live and to do, or is it someone who's already given up all hope? Is it someone, in his eyes, you see the depth, in his eyes you see his soul. Based on the Gemara Brachos, the neshama is most connected to the eyes. That's why the inyanim, the eyes are so powerful and so important to have Shemir Zainayim. The eyes are such kadosh. But in those eyes, you can see the depth of the individual. What's nister, the nistarois in the individual. The ratzon of the individual. And based on that, you would acquire an evid and say, no, I see the potential here. Im kavodim einenu l'chatzlios. The eyes represent the ratzon. And the Eibishter as well is going to look into our eyes. And he's looking into us, even, let's say we don't put our best self forward in the way we'd like, even though we're going to try our best. And let's say we haven't done that throughout Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and definitely throughout the year. But the Eibishter has come, and he wants to be Koine Avadov on Yom HaKippurim. So you know what he's going to do? He's going to look deep into our eyes. And see, who do we really want to be? What's our ratzon? Letzoifen Istaros is not saying he's going to look into all the depth of all the bad that we've done that's hidden to the outside world that only we know about, which is so scary. You know what Letzoifen Istaros means? He's going to look into our inside, into our depth, into our inner world, into our raton, into who we really want to be, into our pnimius, into our neshama. Letzoifen Istaros b'yamdin, lekoine avodav badin. And then he's going to acquire his avadim. He'll see who are the ones that have that ratzon. And then, l'rachim amo. Then he's going to have all the rachmanis in the world. Not even based on what you ask, just seeing your ratzon. How do we, on some level, at least show our ratzon? It used to be a sword in the eyes. It used to be there wasn't a dry eye in Shul Yom Kippur. There's certain mekaymos, Hashem Yirachim, you could daven in Yom Kippur, you don't even hear a tear shed. What's going on in those rooms? Scary. Because the tears are shed by the eye. And the tears are the language of the neshama. Tears are so special. When you're crying, you're most real. When you're crying, you're most in touch with yourself. We cry at the most emotional times in our life. The happiest and the saddest. But then we're most real at that moment. And those tears are the language of our neshama, of our ratzon. And you know what they really come and do? Mamash, picture this. Think about this. If you've never thought about this before, when you cry, you know what you're doing? You're washing away your face with your ratzon, with your panemius, with your neshama. Because our face so often is so fake, and it's not who we really want to be. So we wash it away, and we bring out our panemius with those tears. Tears are so holy. I never will wipe away a tear. See, people are right away, like no one can see them cry. Be real. So you cry, be real. Who's afraid to cry? Be a man. Be a man, you can cry. Embarrassed to be real. Whether it's sadness or happiness, I'll never wipe away a tear. Never. That's when I feel most alive. When I feel most myself. That's our ratzon, it's in our einayim. And Hashem sees that, l'tzoif in his doros, and he's l'koina avodav, he'll acquire us. Let yourself go on Yom Kippur. Shed some tears. Be real. Show Hashem your ratzon, who you really want to be. That's enough. We show our ratzon. Tashem, l'koina avodav. And that alone is vayom Hashem salachti kidvarecha. And how else do we show the ratzon? Hashem brought me a matana. If you take the gematria, ratzon einayim, the ratzon of our eyes, is gematria 520, exactly gematria hatfila. The tfilos, hatfila is ratzon einayim. Rashi already tells and says, I'm not going to go through all the rayas, the lumdus, it's not a time for lumdus right now. But our tfilos are our ratzon. So maybe I haven't shown it all year. Maybe not even on Sarsmei Tshuva. And maybe I'm not even feeling it the deep depth that I want to be feeling it. But daven on Yom Kippur. And show Hashem your ratzon. That also is your ratzon einayim. Show who you want to be. L'tzoyf in istaros b'koina avada v'yam Hashem zalachti kidvarecha. Kidvarecha doesn't not just our deeper, that's our tefilos, which is ratzon einayim, who we want to be. Who we want to be. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we've said this before, is Gematria 362, exactly Gematria, Reitza Ani, who I want to be. It's just one day to show Hashem who I want to be. I'm not there yet, I haven't been there all year, but who I want to be. And that alone gets Vayom Hashem Zalachti Kedvarecha. That's your Dvarecha, who you want to be. That's your Moshe Rabbeinu Tfila. Vayom Hashem Zalachti Kedvarecha. Because Hashem's Avinu, He wants to give us slicha. He wants to find every excuse in the world. Hashem brought me a very special matana. If you take gematria, ma kidvarecha, what does it mean kidvarecha? Because that was our initial question, right? But yom Hashem salachti kidvarecha. What is this kidvarecha? Ma kidvarecha is gematria 291. Emuna Avinu oev kulanu. It's believed that Hashem loves all of us, and therefore, obviously, He wants to forgive us, even when we don't deserve it. But we have to do something. It has to be kidvarecha. What's our dibur? That's our tefila. That's our ratzon. That's our einayim. Show it to Hashem on this one day who I want to be. I want to be this. I don't want to be the person still struggling. I want to be the person, as we spoke a few weeks ago, that chooses not to choose. That's who I want to be. Tzoyf in istaros, koina avodav. Koina avodav. Heard a story years ago from Riyasi Spiegel Shlita, the Rebbe's son, who's back living with us again. Schus. One year I shared this story already once at the Kaisel Al Yom Kippur. Maybe some of you were there. I don't know what year it was. said there was once, it was a Vietnam War. There was a soldier out in the Vietnam War. And it wasn't like today. There were no iPhones. There was no internet. There was weeks and months of parents having no idea what's going on with their children out at war. No idea. Dead or alive, no, no idea. Just praying, davening. Imagine how scary that is. Frightening that is. That's how it was. There was no communication when you're out at war. And the Vietnam War is over, basically, it's ending. And these parents, one day they're home and they haven't heard from their son in the Chves Nisht of month or whatever it is. And the phone rings and they pick up and they hear tears and the dad, it's me, it's Bill. Wow, Bill, you're alive, awesome, thank God. Dad, I'm coming home. It's over, I'm coming home. Ah, you don't know, we've been praying. We're so excited. It's going to be incredible. Yeah, Dad, I can't wait to see you. It's going to be amazing. But just, you know, one thing. I have a friend that I met here at war. And, you know, he has no family. He has no family. And he's also going home. He has nowhere to stay. Do you mind if I bring him home to stay with us? Pause. A little strange. Weren't the warmest of homes, you know, this home. They don't know from Achlas Zorchim so much. They haven't seen their son in a month after the war. They're going to have another guy live with them. He says, oh, you know what, Bill, your friend is our friend. Okay, no problem. We have a room in the basement. He could stay. No problem. He could live with us for now. Bring him home. Well, Dad, that's awesome. You're amazing. You know, this guy, Joe, you're going to love him. But one thing I want you to know, just so you're not scared by it. You know, in the war, we were in serious fights, and he kind of had a really bad situation. He was rushed to the hospital. This guy, Joe, he lost both of his legs. He doesn't have either leg. He lost both of his legs. But he's, you know, he's alive and he needs somewhere to stay. We'll take care of him. And there's a pause and, you know, and Bill's father, he comes back. He says, you know, Bill, you know you have your younger sister at home. And, she, you know, I don't know how she'll take to that. It's a little scary. It's a little awkward. It's maybe it's not such a good idea. You know, maybe don't bring your friend here. Maybe we'll find him somewhere else. I don't think it's a good idea. It's going to be scary to see this guy like that and daily and have to take care of him. It's not such a good idea. We can't wait to see you, Bill. We're so excited. We're going to be there. When the boat arrives, we'll be right there by the shore. Can't wait. We'll see you next week, Bill. It's going to be amazing. All right, Dad. Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be great. They get a telegram from the army when they're coming in. And there goes Bill's parents are there by the shore, ready to greet him. And they see all the soldiers coming off the boat, one after another, and hugging their parents. And, you know, and one after another, then it slows down. And, like, there's no more soldiers left. And they see the general or whoever, you know, you could tell coming off the boat. He's the last guy. And he sees these parents and he walks straight over to them. And he says to them, and he gives the father a hug. He says, I got to tell you something. You're Bill's parents. Your son, you have no idea. You should be so proud. How, you know, give him nachas. How incredible he was at war. But I'm so sorry. I'm not sure why, whatever it is. But just a few days ago, we found him in his room. And he's not alive anymore. They couldn't believe it. They just spoke to him. And they say, well, you know, and he's coming off. We have him. You could you know, we have the coffin, and he's coming off the boat. And the general just says to the parents, and trying to offer words of nechama, words of comfort, and telling them how special he was, and we don't understand what happened. He lived through the whole thing, but you know, you're going to see him in the coffin. I just want to warn you. He did have it, you know, in a battle. He was hurt very badly. He survived. That's not it. But I want to warn you, when you see him, you know, your son, he lost both of his legs. He lost both of his legs out at war. And the parents start crying uncontrollably. And they understood. They understood. See, Bill was never talking about a friend, Joe. He was talking about himself and trying to ease the pain and see the comfort level of his family. And when he heard that they weren't going to accept Joe and want him, he took that for himself, and he took his own life, knowing that his parents, in his mind, weren't going to accept him home after everything he's been through. But Bill made a big mistake. Bill's big mistake was that he gave over the message to his parents as if it was his friend. And that alone is still wrong of the parents. We all understand that on our level. But he underestimated and didn't recognize the relationship of a father and a son. And if it was known to his parents that he was talking about himself, they never would have said those things. We all understand this. Because a father, a mother, accepts the child and forgives the child and takes in the child and loves the child in every situation, every predicament, whatever's going on in their life. It's unconditional love. We have a Tatin Hemel. We have a Vinu Malkeinu. We have a Vinu Malkeinu, our Tatin Hemel, that loves each and every one of us. And that father gave us the Yom HaKippurim. And that father is saying to us, I love you. It doesn't matter what you did to yourself all year. It doesn't matter what you lived up to all year. I know deep down who you really are. I know what your ratzon really is. I want you on this day to do your best and show me that ratzon. I want to look, but I'm l'tzoyf in his toros. That's our tat in heaven. As we walk into Yom HaKippur, don't forget, chavra. Don't look at this. Don't be so nervous about the din because of Malkeinu. Of course, we have to do our job in all the al-chait and do as much tshuva as we can and do our part of ishtadlus. But in the end, we're going to walk away with tremendous bitachon and knowledge. You asked for forgiveness. You showed me your ratun and your tefillas. Salachti. You know why? Because he's our father. And it's going to be the biggest simcha. And we're looking forward to that big simcha. Until we're all zoichet to the ultimate simcha. Forget about 12 years of Yom Kippur and Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh. Let's all get there forever. L'netzach l'chachem with Mashiach Sukeinu, with Biz Mashiach, b'mehera b'yameinu.